Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our Bet365 triple option feature. We give our top takes on the top stories in sports. Steve, you go first.
Well, guys, I'm sure you saw this today, but remember when Tom Brady retired for a second time? Well, you never say never. Again, I guess that's what the Sean Connery 007 movie, but it appears he
might remember when Sean said it.
He might be open to another comeback. Yes, Tom Brady. He was on Deep Cuts with Vic Blends, and this is what he said.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots.
Somebody.
Raiders. Look, could be. You never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
If he's an owner, right, they're not going to let him do it.
Well, that's the key. I had to look that up too. He's still not approved yet to be the minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, but if and when he is, league rules would mandate that he would need permission to for an NFL-wide approval to get a playing contract should he really pursue this return. Guys, I don't know if this is for real or not.
I think he's throwing
the
bait.
46 years old. Yeah, it's like, is Tom out there looking for clicks right now? Why would you do this? I thought it was interesting, too. The Patriots tweeted out an old picture of him with some long hair, and he retweets it saying, I'll grow it out if it gets 50,000 likes and I'm coming back. So I don't know. Could we see a return of Brady? I don't see it either, but it's just some interesting fodder for the day.
Man, I think Tom knows he can get some attention saying that. I think he knows he can get some attention saying it. Charlie?
Guys, I'm looking at the MVP race. We talked a little bit about Nick Friedell about it. Jokic is the overwhelming favorite. Like, if you're looking at the current odds, Jokic is -3,030. And Luka Doncic is second at +1,600. I don't know why this race isn't closer. Like, yes, I get that Jokic and the Denver Nuggets are the top seed in the Western Conference right now. He's coming off an excellent performance against Minnesota to clinch that one seed effectively. There's two games left to play, but they're in the driver's seat right now. Jokic averaging 26.6 points per game, which is eighth in the league, 12.4 rebounds, which is fourth, and nine assists, which is third, shooting 58% from the field, which is 10th. So, I mean, that is fantastic numbers. Luka Doncic, 33.9 points per game, which is first, 9.2 rebounds, 16th, 9.8 assists, which is second. The amount of points this guy goes for each night, accounts for between points and assists, it's historic. I mean, Stan Van Gundy went on earlier and said that this is one of the best offensive players we've ever seen in the NBA. And it's almost like there's a voter fatigue for a guy that hasn't won the award yet just because he's been so consistently great. And we talked about the run that Dallas has gone on, 16-2 in their last 18 games, guys. Dallas has won 50 games. They're only six games back of Denver in the standings. It's not like this is a play-in team. Like, they are still solidly there. And the recent kind of change, you could probably say, like, the MVP always used to go to the best player on the best team in the NBA historically. But I think kind of about a decade ago when Russell Westbrook had that triple-double season and the Thunder were the sixth seed in the Western Conference and he won the award. And by the way, Nikola Jokic, his first MVP, the Nuggets were the sixth seed that season as well. So why can't Luka Doncic at least be in the conversation with the Dallas Mavericks team that's won 50 games as the fifth seed? With the numbers that he's got, guys, 33.9 points per game, almost 34 points per game, 9.2 rebounds, 9.8 assists, all the triple-doubles that he's got, and he's plus 1,600 to win MVP just because it's almost like it's a foregone conclusion that Jokic is going to win it. Look, I'm not going to be upset if Jokic wins it, but I just think it should be a closer conversation than some people are acting like it is.
I agree with you, Charlie, totally. The NFL today announced the first group of attendees to appear at the NFL draft, which starts 2 weeks from today.
Yes, oh, man, sir. Man,
real quick. And so the 13 names announced: Terrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama; Marvin Harrison Jr., the wideout from Ohio State; C.J. Latham, the offensive tackle, Alabama; Liatu Latu from UCLA, the edge rusher; Quinyon Mitchell, a cover cornerback from Toledo; Roma Dunze, the wide receiver from Washington; Darius Robertson, however you want to consider him, defensive end, defensive tackle from Missouri; Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from University of Alabama; Caleb Williams, the quarterback from USC; and three LSU Tigers. Jaden Daniels at quarterback, Malik Nabers wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr. So the first 13 that were invited to be there day one for the draft. And normally what the NFL tries to do is get a consensus on who they think will be, say, the top 25 players. And not everybody accepts going there. I remember Joe Thomas 1 year, you know, man, Joe was unbelievable. Left tackle for the Cleveland Browns. He was, man, to hell with this. I'm going fishing. I'm not going to this dog and pony show. Y'all can have it, but I ain't going. Last year we saw Will Levis sit and sit.
Right.
And he didn't get picked in round one.
There's always someone in the camera.
Always going to be someone, a person or two that doesn't get picked where they think he's going to get picked in round one.
And then give a shout out to Brian Branch as well, Mike. You remember that, how he
Brian was also.
But he was fantastic with the Lions in his first season, his rookie year. But he stayed at the draft until the next day where he got picked, and he got to go up on the stage still. And I thought that was a really cool moment.
And so the first 13 have been announced that will be in Detroit for the NFL draft. Three LSU Tigers. No shock. Brian Thomas Jr., Malik Nabers, Jaden Daniels. And for Jaden and Malik and Brian, they won't have to wait too long to hear them names called.
No, sir.
Only school with three players that get invited so far.
So far, what I don't see is the long list of offensive linemen. Only Latham is on that list right now. But, man, maybe that's why they didn't put them all in one shot, because it might take up of the 13.
You'll have to put six more, Mike.
Yeah, put at least seven more or eight more into that bunch. So, man, again, 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have all that coverage here, and we'll give you exactly where we'll be. And it'll be all-night coverage of the NFL draft, Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday we crank it up. I think it's at 10 o'clock, and then it's all afternoon till the last selection. We'll have it all here for you on the Big 870 WWL. That's our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.